us a quiet night and peace at the last. It is good to give thanks to the Lord.
Jesus, and in him you are forgiven. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my plea for mercy.
He has inclined his ear to me. Therefore I will call on him as long as I live.
encompassed me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish.
Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul.
Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful. Soul to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you.
For he has delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling.
I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
I believe in when I spoke, I am greatly afflicted.
I said in my alarm, all mankind are liars.
What shall I render to
the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord?
I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds.
I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord.
The holy prophet Moses. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, "This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, 'On the tenth of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons. According to each man's need, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. Then they shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire, with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat it raw nor boiled at all with water, but roasted in fire, its head with its legs and its entrails. You shall let none of it remain until morning, and what remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire. And thus you shall eat it.
with a belt around your waist, your sandals on your feet, your staff in your hand. You shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and I will strike all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses which you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance. This is the word of the Lord. Holy Apostle St. Paul. For what I received from the Lord, that which I also delivered to you. That the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. So let a man examine himself, and let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are sick and weak among you, and many fall asleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Apostle, St. John. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Supper being ended, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter. He said to him, "Lord, are you washing my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing now you do not understand, but you will know after this." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, yet not all of you." For he knew who would betray him. Therefore he said, "You are not all clean." So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, Jesus said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also are to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thank you.
Saves his people through blood. It is the backdrop of our Lord's institution of his blood. So as it was with Moses, it is with our Lord and his disciples, including you this evening. A mandata, a mandate. I remember as a child, and I hope that this does not elude you, because misery loves company, I was given many ultimatums. After a while, my father would direct me whereas it was no longer needed to be said or else. He usually put both hands on either side of his hips, where, of course, his belt lay. Unfortunately, the belt many times was employed. An ultimatum is a command to invoke a response. What's it going to be? Mm-hmm.
as a new husband, I received ultimatums. But my wife, even to this day, isn't man enough to belt me. She has other ways. Right, girls? And trust me, wives, if I may be so presumed as to speak for all the husbands, it hurts worse. Not all ultimatums are commands. If worded succinctly, firmly, tonight being Maundy Thursday, mandata, the command, is not to do this in remembrance of me. That's so, been so misunderstood. We don't gather together to receive our Lord's body and blood because he said so. The command, of course, then, therefore, is to love one another. Peter wishes to have no part with this because washing feet is what house slaves do, and Peter knows that what or the man who is in front of him, even though girded as a house slave, must not be afforded this demeaning posture. And so the question, "Are you going to wash my feet?" really means, "I don't think so." It sounds like an ultimatum. And Jesus, as patient as he was, "I will tell you after I do this." And of course, you know how men are. And then he goes overboard. "Give me a bath." The mandata is to love one another. I would suggest, much in line with after baptism, as you learn and have learned, and maybe continually hoping so, you continually learn Torah, the Ten Commandments, and understand them not as ultimatum, but as invitation. An invitation. When I think back of all those times that I wore out my father's belt, that he was inviting me to do the right thing. Just last week I learned it. Our Lord's mandata is not threatening, but a promise. But here is the great theological irony. The one who loves his own, as John has explained to you, and loves them to the end, is given the promise of threat. As we sang just a few moments ago, basically the tomb in which he laid was to be mine. So the Father doesn't say, "Do this or else." He says, "Do this and I'll give you else anyway." And so what is Jesus to do? He accepts from the Father the promise that he will be rescued. because he loves his own.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Let us pray.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, bless these, our tithes and our offerings, for the furtherance of your kingdom, in accordance with your holy will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me."
Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The peace of the Lord be with you always,
and also with you.
Take and drink, Mother Jesus, shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Jesus' body, blood, strength, and I preserve you in the true faith of the life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Savior Jesus, give glory to death for me. Take and drink the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace, you are free.
Yeah, Barbara's going to come up. She said, "If you, yeah, she's going to try to."
Thank you.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you.
The true blood of Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ.
Take a drink, true blood of Christ.
Take a drink, true blood of Christ. Shed for you. True blood of Christ.
Take a drink, true blood of Christ. Shed for you.
Take a drink, true blood of Christ. Shed for you.
True blood of Christ.
Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Heart in peace, you are free. Amen. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you.
Take and drink the true blood of Christ. The true blood of Christ.
Take a drink, the true blood of Christ.
Take a drink, the blood of Christ. Shed for you.
Take a drink, the true blood of Christ. Shed for you. Take a drink, the true blood of Christ. Shed for you. Take a drink, the true blood of Christ. Shed for you.
Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. You are free. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat the body of Jesus given for you.
Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you.
Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. You are free. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given over to death for you.
Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ.
Take and drink the true blood of Christ.
Body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Salvation. I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee. Incline my ear unto my cry.
is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength. Free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more, and they are caught up from thy hand. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, lieth hard upon me. Thou hast afflicted me with all thy ways. Thou hast put away mine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination to them. I am shut out, and I cannot come forth. Mine eye mourneth by reason of affliction. O Lord, I have called daily upon thee. I have stretched out my hands unto thee. Wilt thou show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise thee? Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave? For thy faithfulness in destruction. Lord, why castest thou off my soul? Why hidest thou thy face from me? I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth on. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. Thy fierce wrath goeth over me. Thy terrors have cut me